AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group is moving closer to Iran. He says this is just in case he wants to take action. He made the remarks on Air Force One yesterday while on his return to Washington from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He also added,
"But we're watching them very closely. I saw 837 hangings on Thursday."
But Iran's top prosecutor today said Trump's claim that he had stopped the hangings of detained protesters were completely false. Activists say the overall death toll from the bloody crackdown on nationwide demonstrations has risen to more than 5,000. In other news, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a big snowstorm expected for much of the U.S. this weekend.
Earlier this week, more than 100 vehicles smashed into each other or slid off the interstate south of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I seen it way ahead, and I went off the edge. This guy got hit. You got about 100 cars.
Motorist Pedro Mata Jr. was caught up in the wreck, which closed a section of Interstate 196. Now severe weather is about to hit much of the United States. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says heavy snow is expected to cover the southern Rockies and plains through the mid-Atlantic and into the northeast.
We're looking at widespread snowfall totals of 6 inches to upwards of a foot or more in some places.
And for parts of the southern U.S., ice.
We're looking at ice accumulations that will likely exceed a quarter inch in many areas, up to perhaps even 1 inch.
Forecasters say the damage from this storm, especially areas pounded by ice, could rival a hurricane.
This is AP News. Hudson Williams and Connor Story, the actors co-starring in the hit hockey romance TV series Heated Rivalry, are set to be among the torchbearers carrying the Olympic flame on the way to the opening ceremony for the Milan Cortina Games. A fired college football coach is seeking to have the charges against him dismissed.
A lawyer for fired University of Michigan football coach Sharon Moore is seeking to have home invasion and other charges dismissed. Authorities say Moore went inside a woman's apartment on December 10th, blamed her for losing his job, and threatened to kill himself in front of her. Earlier that day, Moore was fired over his relationship with the woman who worked in the football program. Moore's attorney said Thursday that the arrest warrant for Moore was based on, quote, misleading statements. She filed a motion to quash the warrant. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Get organized and save big money with Dakota Closets at Menards. Dakota Closets can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota closet system that maximizes your space and matches your style. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.